show that you can take control of. You just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE or not. Sit back and relax if that's what you prefer to do. We will be here for the next couple hours, and we'll take your calls about anything. You can also join us online over on our Skype at username lrn.fm. But again, the toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN, and it's 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, of course, your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. And Daryl is going to humanize one of those evil, dirty drug dealers. We'll share that with you in a moment here. But Nate is actually with us listening in Pasco, Washington. He's a KFLD listener. Go ahead, Nate, with your thoughts. Just wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them all out because you barely had a moment in the last hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll talk all night if you'll let me. But, you know, it's just the responsibility that a lot of people try to avoid. You know, I just don't understand where it comes from. Like, there's no sense of honor anymore between people or individuals. It's, you know.
Well, you're talking very generically. I mean, obviously there are people who have a sense of honor and responsibility.
Well, I shouldn't cast a broad net like that. But
are you frustrated, though, because you feel like there are people in your life, too many people in your life, who fit that description?
Well, I'm frustrated because it's like, you know, when you're in a situation of, like, what you guys are trying to do, start a free project and, you know, encourage liberty and the way that people live and a different lifestyle than what we're currently living. Because, you know, I believe in climate change and all those things that are going on out there that, you know, we're fighting back and forth with, and that they're an inevitable change and it's coming. And, you know, people are just, they look like it's, you know, they treat things like it's not their responsibility, you know? And I just say we as in a populace, why do we say that we can't, you know, accept this responsibility from politicians all the way down to the smallest business? And I just say this because from a standpoint where I see lots of individuals massing and things, I'm, you know, as in public events and, you know, how we act in those situations.
So can you give me more like a specific example of something that's frustrating you? I mean, you mentioned climate change. Can you tell me more? Or if that's not a good one, give me another one.
It's our happiness and ignorance. You know, give us toys, video games, movies. You know, distract us from the real situations so we won't take care of the real problems that are at our doorstep.
I agree with that. I think there is a big problem with that in our culture. We have such a comfortable little prison that we're basically kept in. And when I say that, I mean the entirety of the United States is essentially the boundary of the prison. And they give you all manner of different things, like you're saying, these bread and circuses, as they've been called.
That's not just in the U.S. That's everywhere around the world.
There are different prisons all over the world.
It's not just... You know, now it's been going on for thousands of years.
It has, but I think it's more effective now than it has ever been. I mean, if you think about the things that can be done for entertainment purposes
today. Oh, it's much easier to find the entertainment today.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to
work as hard either.
You don't have to go out into, you know, the open space and then walk to the Colosseum in order to get your bread and circus.
Right, and I don't mind some leisure time. I mean, I enjoy a good video game every now and then, but I think it is important to keep everything in perspective and appreciate that the reason why we have as much time for these things that we do is because of all the wonderful wealth that was created because of the relative freedom that people in this particular plot of land have had in the past that seems to be more and more restrictive over time, and that if we continue to allow that freedom to be restricted, that eventually you're going to have less and less time for leisurely activities, and more time will be spent paying your masters in the state because you'll be working harder and harder in order to pay whatever the tax bill is to feed the tax feeders.
Well, not only the freedom, but also the Industrial Revolution made a lot of things easier.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, those people had to have the freedom to create those businesses in the first place, right?
Certainly.
Go try starting your own business today and see how that goes. We were talking about that earlier this week with a young lady, the 11-year-old girl who has had her cupcake-making business shut down by the county government in the Troy, Illinois area. And she's just one of a myriad of examples of people who have had their lives, their livelihoods or their dreams destroyed, in many cases before they even got started. She had actually been doing her business for 2 years, and she got one of those newspaper articles written about her that was touting how wonderful of a thing it was, and then, of course, the government decided to destroy a wonderful thing. So
we need our cut.
Yeah, as we pointed out, we don't know what we're missing out on because of that. Go ahead, Nate.
When I was younger, I did a lawn mowing service around my block. And once I got too big, it was after about a year and a half, I got a cease and desist. You know,
No kidding.
When I was 15, just dragging a lawnmower around, carrying bags of trash. My mother wasn't happy that I was using our trash can for most of the lawn clippings. But, you know, they told me
who
I had to
that?
Cease and desist.
Who sent it to you?
State officials, essentially. I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
You know, I was a young child. And
Who do you think snitched you out?
Another lawn mowing service in the area, I'm sure.
Exactly.
I mean, 'cause I saw him sniffing around. But, yeah, I mean, you know, they're afraid of competition. So
That's exactly what it is.
They try to letter the law against us. And, you know, even through politics, sorry to change the gear this way, but, I mean, it's like what's happening. I'm trying to be active in my own state because our state, everybody who lives here will tell you, I mean, we get taxed a lot for a lot of different things. The state taxes us. But they take care of a lot of issues. We don't have the federal government so much as we have the state government. So, and that in itself is an oppressive entity, but, you know, it's just, sorry, it's the frustration of how we got this far. Like, how come people in my lifetime, when I was younger, couldn't see these kind of things coming and stop them from happening?
As you said, they've been distracted. There are all kinds of distractions out there. I mean, what was it? There was a news clip that was, I forget what it was they were reporting on, but they interrupted some sort of important news report to talk about Justin Bieber getting arrested.
They were talking to a member of Congress about, I believe, the NSA.
Yeah. So, I mean, just there's the priority level of a lot of Americans. Like, whoa, we think this is important news, so we're going to interrupt an actual important story with essentially pop culture bubble gum nonsense. And, you know, I don't care if you like Justin Bieber and his music. I couldn't identify a Justin Bieber song if you played it for me, but that's ridiculous.
I have noticed one thing, and it's a long story as far as how I actually got around to realizing this. If you slow a Justin Bieber song down from 45 RPM to 33 and a third, and you increase the bass, it's actually pretty good and sounds like some 90s, early 90s R&B.
Well, that's your first mistake. You were listening to it. Sorry.
So, Nate, I'm with you, man. It's frustrating. People are apathetic. And even if you do manage to have a conversation with somebody, let's say you break past the barriers of people only talking about pop culture and or, you know, the boss they hate at work or the weather, you know, the kind of the common things that people talk about. Let's say you break past that barrier and you actually manage to have a conversation with somebody about something important. Even if they actually end up agreeing with you, which they won't always, but even if they end up agreeing with you, a lot of times they'll blow off what you're saying by saying things like, oh, you can't fight City Hall.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, well, and then on the other end, too, we have the state saying they have to pass laws because attorneys of companies are going to sue the state, which is going to cost us more money. So we have this whole, like, legal background of everything has to be in black and white. Mm. If we can't find this precise thing, then we can change the definition of be and is. And, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, the lawyers certainly make a lot of money off of that stuff. And, of course, the lawyers are the ones who tend to write the laws. They're the ones who tend to get elected. And they're the ones who will be hired by people when folks are accused of breaking those laws. So, really, it's I like what Mark calls it the lawyer industrial complex. And it's definitely to their interest to keep people distracted and write confusing legislation that nobody can possibly read without a college degree in legalese. And I share all the frustrations, and those are some of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Nate, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Appreciate you staying on board to talk with us. Yep. 855-450-FREE is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. And we'll tell you more about the Free State Project coming up because it seems true. You generally can't fight City Hall. So I understand why people, when they are presented with all the things that are wrong in the world, I understand why they would want to stick their head in the sand and say, what's the point? Why even bother being concerned about these things when you can't make a difference? Your vote certainly doesn't make a difference. You're voting for Tweedledee or Tweedledum on the national scale. That doesn't do anything. 855, 450-FREE. So we'll give you a solution coming up here in moments. You can also take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy our features. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no biggie. Just go click and download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. I also want to make sure you know about the Free State Project. We were just talking with Nate in Washington a moment ago about some of his frustrations, and I share them with the people in America having this distracted tendency. There are all kinds of things with which you can distract yourself, and many of them are very enjoyable. But unfortunately, as a result of that, people aren't paying attention to what's really going on. They're not paying attention to what the government people are doing and how they're destroying lives. And if they do pay attention, a lot of them are frustrated by it because they feel like there's nothing they can do. So I don't blame somebody because you've seen the man on the street interviews of people being interviewed and then asking, you know, how they feel about it and people saying, well, I don't really think about these things. I've seen people say, I don't want to think about these things, like war, for instance.
Right.
I can't blame them. It's really awful to hear all this bad news about wedding parties being bombed and innocent people being destroyed and people losing their lives and all of it for, of course, no purpose whatsoever besides the glorification and increase of the state and the military-industrial complex. And you look at that, and it's been going on for decades. It's been going on for longer than we've been alive. And how could anybody look at that and realistically believe they could have some sort of an effect on it? So I don't blame anybody. I don't blame anyone at all for tuning out. Look at podcast numbers, for instance. I mean, Free Talk Live, yeah, we're on over 140 radio stations, but we struggle to get 3,000 downloads per show on podcast. Now, when I say that, I mean like in 24 hours. So if you look at older shows, they've been downloaded 5,000-6,000 times, some of them. But like this show, by this time tomorrow, we'll probably have somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 downloads if it does fairly well, sometimes a little bit less than 2,500. That's not a whole lot. We've got way more people listening live on the radio, but if you look at other podcast numbers like Adam Carolla or any other like comedy-oriented podcast, it blows us out of the water. So, I mean, arguably we're talking about more important topics on Free Talk Live, but people don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. Why would you want to listen to something that's not necessarily going to help you feel good? And I think that we have, you know, fun shows. I think we have topics that are fun on Free Talk Live. But a theme that keeps returning to Free Talk Live is that, you know, the government's getting more intrusive, more oppressive, and more controlling, and more expensive over time. And what are you going to do about it? Not only do we point out what's wrong, but we'll also ask you to take responsibility for it, as Nate was suggesting previously. Why are things the way they are? It's because you, collectively, we, won't do anything about it. The average person will just do what they're told, number one, and when there's the opportunity to change things, they would never even know about it because they're not even paying attention. So people just go along to get along, and that's why we get what we got, which is more control, because if you always just do what you're told, if you always go along to get along, then the people who want to control you are just going to put more rules into place. Oh, well, they're going to jump through that hoop? Well, let's put up this hoop, and 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 now we have 1,000 hoops. Now we have 20,000 hoops. Now we have 100,000. It just never ends.
40,000 new hoops every year.
There's no, and what you mean by that is laws, right? The laws that are passed, and is that just the federal government? Or is that, like, all?
I don't know. I've never gotten a conclusive answer.
It would be hard to really determine.
But I think that also includes all of the regulations that have the force of law.
But aren't passed by the legislature.
Right. Things that are created by various regulatory agencies. And a lot of legislation, look at the Affordable Care Act, there are large portions of the Affordable Care Act that say this, in accordance with the regulations as created by the Director of Health and Human Services.
Yep.
Meaning the thing hasn't even been written
yet.
They
write whatever they want, and they can change it anytime they want.
Yes.
So I get it. I understand why people are frustrated. And so the answer to me is to get together with the few people who actually do understand, first of all, that something's wrong, and secondly, what to do about it. Because if you look out at the last 5 years in America, you can see two very popular movements that gained some steam and then petered out. That would be the Tea Party and Occupy.
Yes.
And I got involved in both of them because I saw it as an opportunity to connect with people who are frustrated. That's what the people who were involved in the Tea Party and the Occupy, various Occupy movements, were. That's what they had in common. You know, they didn't have that much in common, but that's one thing they had in common. Is they knew something is wrong. But the thing is, they didn't know exactly what it was that was wrong. Or even if they could put their finger on what it is that was wrong, and that is that, you know, governments is controlling and murdering and killing and raping and pillaging and et cetera. Even if they could put their finger on it, they didn't know what to do about it. All right, well, let's go. The Tea Party's answer was, let's go and gather together and hold signs, and we'll get a PA system, and we're going to talk about stuff.
Don't forget the permit. We've got to have the permit.
Right.
Every Tea Party rally that I went to, which was only a handful, every single one of them had a permit.
Oh, that's some revolution there. And the occupiers, I think, were better about not getting permits, but even some of them were going after permits. But the occupiers had a very similar idea. All right, let's get to something's wrong out there. There's a problem. Let's get together and let's talk about it. And we'll shout and we'll do the, what do they call it, mic check, where
mic
everybody
check.
Talks in unison.
Okay. Everybody talks in unison.
Yep, there were some very defining characteristics about each one of those movements, but another one of the defining characteristics is they dried up and went away, because they didn't know what to do.
Well, not only did they dry up and go away, but they were both only seeing half of the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, the Occupy movement was only looking at the corporations. Mm. Oh, it's big corporations that are running everything.
Mm.
And the Tea Party, for the most part, it's big government, or it's government spending, but not taxation.
And
you
not
know, we can't just get rid of taxation.
And not government spending on war. Please,
and we can't get rid of war. So each side was only seeing half of the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, the Occupy movement here in New Hampshire was different from some of the Occupy movements elsewhere. There was a heavy
Yes,
three-state
the Occupy
project.
Movement here splintered because the guy that formed Occupy New Hampshire LLC wanted to kick out everybody that believed in the right to bear arms.
There was basically a schism based on the Free Staters that were involved, which actually ended up being that a lot of the occupiers came on board with the Free Staters as opposed to staying on board with the avowed kind of commie who was on the other side of things. So it was a kind of an interesting play out here, and it actually ended up increasing the Liberty community as a result of that. And we've got some really cool members who were formerly of Occupy who are now active in the Liberty community in New Hampshire. So ultimately, it was a win, as far as the Liberty movement is concerned. But just in general, speaking of Occupy and the Tea Party nationwide, what really came out of that? 855, 450 free. Okay, maybe some people made some connections they hadn't made before. Maybe those people are now doing things where they live. But ultimately, the government keeps getting bigger. It keeps getting more intrusive and more oppressive. So the answer, of course, is the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. You can join us at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening in about 3 weeks. Go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more and get your tickets for that. We'll see you there because we're broadcasting live. And more Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Now you can take control of the airwaves. Up to you, though. 855-450-FREE. What you want to talk about, that's your choice. 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl will humanize a drug dealer.
Well, someone else already did that. I have the story.
You will be sharing it with
yes.
us. And that's if we don't have a whole bunch of your calls, which we do have some on hold, so we will get to you shortly. 855-450-FREE. Your calls come first here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. And that number brought to you by ProXPN. Privacy matters. Now more so than ever, especially with the revelations about the NSA and all the data that they can access. Well, the reason why they can access so much data is because the average person doesn't take any time whatsoever to protect themselves. So here's something you can do. It's easy. ProXPN.com/FTL. You go and get their app. You can get it for free. Get their app, install it on your Windows machine, your Macintosh. If you got an iOS device, there's a version for that. There's also an Android version of ProXPN. There's instructions to get it working with Linux as well, but it's not an app with Linux. Just go through a few steps and you get it set up. It's pretty easy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. But what is ProXPN? Well, it's a global virtual private network. Private, meaning you're encrypted. The data coming from and coming into your computer is encrypted by ProXPN. That means your internet service provider will no longer have any idea what you're doing and where you're going online. Right now, they're probably logging everything you do. And they're probably keeping those logs for up to 5 years. ProXPN doesn't log what you do. So you can solve that problem right away by going to proxpn.com/FTL tonight, downloading their app, and getting it installed. Now, once you get experimenting with ProXPN, you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth And it also allows you to choose your server, meaning that you pick your destination for your data. Maybe you want to go with a close server, like here we're in New Hampshire. I like to connect to the New York server because, you know, proximity is important with the internet as far as speeds are concerned. But let's say you want to make it look like you're nowhere near where you might happen to be. You want to connect to their Singapore server. You can do that too. And that way it'll look like to the website you're visiting that you're in these other locations. So it protects your privacy in that way. And it allows you to get past blocks online. So if you are behind a restricted internet connection, whether it's at a coffee shop or a school or a workplace, or maybe you're in another country, you're visiting another country, as Mark is right now, he's down in Belize, visiting another country and you're restricted on their internet access, well, if you've got ProXPN, just wipe away those restrictions because they solve that problem. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there. Get started. Use our discount code when you're ready to upgrade to that premium account for the unlimited bandwidth and no limitations on what you can do. So if you want to torrent with their premium account, you can privately torrent with ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Discount code is FTL, the number 20. That saves you 20% off whatever plan you get, monthly, annual. If you get the annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 a month. If you want it even cheaper, as though that's not cheap enough, pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan, and you'll get 33% off at proxpn.com/FTL. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Ken is listening in Aurora, Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be back on here. I had a real issue with something that you said earlier. You mentioned, Ian, that one of the reasons why people in relation to the podcast, like why people didn't download it so many times because nobody wanted to hear that type of stuff. Well, I think it's not so much that it's the information isn't what they want to hear about it, it's that they're just looking at it from a completely different perspective. Because, I mean, right now, and I'm sure with a plethora of the listeners that are out there right now, this has got to be one of the most exciting times in history. There's things that are going on that are taking place that are going to either transform this world into a complete and total police state tyranny, or it's going to go completely the other way, and we're going to have true, real freedom. And anybody that doesn't look at this time of the life and the things that we're talking about and how it's affecting everyone's lives and say, oh, my God, why am I not doing this for my own good, is beyond me. And, like, it just... I couldn't disagree more with what you said earlier on those grounds. But I also think that to get to that point, you were also kind of right because it's an evolution. I mean, you have to have something that goes on wrong in your life to where you say, holy crap, did they really just do that? Like, your kids get taken away by the state. You're like, oh, my God, can they really do this? Or your milk supplier, it gets shut down because it's organic and they're non-homogenized. Can they really do that? You have to take that first look, and then you start doing some research, and you watch a couple of movies. Like, for me, my very first awakening step, I guess you would call it, was the Zeitgeist movement. Mm-hmm. And from there, it went on to Alex Jones, and it's an evolution. It's a progression. And anybody that doesn't see that, they're just not looking at it from the right perspective.
Well, I don't disagree with a lot of what you said there, so I'm not real clear on what it is that you disagreed with what we were saying or what I was saying earlier, because I agree that it's definitely an evolution, that, and it's certainly true that what is the people's first introduction to the ideas of freedom is having their what they perceived of as their freedom taken from them by agents of the state. I mean, there's no doubt that a lot of people have been brought into these ideas by first having been screwed by the people calling themselves the state. So on the other hand, certainly it's true that as the state becomes larger and more oppressive, that more people, as they are oppressed, will discover the ideas of liberties. So that's kind of one of the natural consequences of the state getting involved in our lives more and more so. That's all true. But don't you agree that even when people get screwed by the state, a lot of the time they'll be frustrated because they don't believe they can beat City Hall, and they'll give up, they'll take the plea deal, and they'll hunker down, and they'll just go ahead and go along to get along?
Yeah, I would agree that, you know, a lot of people, they'll just give up before they won't even put on the shoes to even start the race. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a very depressing scene. I mean, we're trained, indoctrinated. vaccinated to think that we don't have the power.
I'm optimistic, by the way. I mean, I share the idea that the world could be free and hopefully will be free. I don't think it's going to be in my lifetime, but maybe we'll have a little corner of it being more free, like here in New Hampshire. So I'm optimistic about the future of freedom. I think that overall, freedom has been on the rise over time, but there's ebbs and flows of that. You know, there's ups and downs, and there's going to be some real hard downs before we get to those ups. It's just the way things tend to be. So I want to see more freedom. I'm willing to take the steps to do that. But ultimately, whether we end up with a police state or total freedom, as you had suggested, this kind of juxtaposition or dichotomy, really depends on what people believe. If people believe they can be free and are willing to do something about it, then we can be. But if people believe they can't win against the state, if people believe that there's no hope, there's no point in trying, then they're going to keep getting what they've always gotten.
Yeah.
So we have to change people's hearts and minds, and I think that that's going to happen over time, but it has to be deliberate. There was, I forget who was making the argument earlier this week, but suggesting that, maybe it was Johnny Ray. It was Johnny Ray who was making this argument. I'm not really clear if he believed it. I think he was just positing it. That, oh, well, whether we get involved or not, people are going to become more free. And I think that's kind of a defeatist attitude, and I think that it also ignores the fact that if everybody takes that attitude, then nothing will get accomplished. So you have to do something about it. You can't expect somebody else to pick up the ball for you. If I hadn't created Free Talk Live, there probably wouldn't be another liberty-oriented radio show on 150, you know, or 140 radio stations. Maybe there would be.
Mentioned the derivatives.
Right. Yeah, well, right. There have been a number of shows that have kind of spawned from Free Talk Live as well. So, you know, you can make a difference, but you can't expect other people to do that for you. And I think that that's a big problem that we have.
Couldn't agree more with that one.
Ken, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, while I was on hold, you mentioned the ProXVN. I use a couple of really low-quality programs for security. Like, I've got a NoScript and a, what's it called, Spybot. Mm-hmm. Now, would, like, those be add-on layers to that security, or would...
Yeah, you could totally use those on top of ProXVN. Absolutely. You could totally use those on top of ProXVN because your data will go out to the Internet unencrypted after it goes through ProXVN servers. We're coming up. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And this is your first dose of Daryl for this week. He'll be filling in for Mark tomorrow night on the Saturday show as well. And, of course, you can call in here and join us on the air. In fact, we've got several calls on hold on Skype, as a matter of fact. So if you want to Skype into the show, our username is lrn.fm. Keep in mind, if you're on hold on Skype, you cannot hear anything. If you are going to be put on the air, then you'll be able to hear something, because Skype's not designed for radio. Like on the radio, when you call into a phone system, they have the on hold feed.
Right.
Skype doesn't do that. So if you're hearing silence and you're connected to us on Skype, then that means that that you're coming up at some point. But I don't know how you'd be listening to me even saying that. So I guess for those of you listening who haven't yet called on Skype,
well,
that's what you should know.
You also have like a four computer setup over here, yeah, and all of the audio is going through a different computer than what people are calling it on Skype.
Audio is going all over the place here, so I don't even know if we...
Right, but the main audio feed is going through computer one. The Skype is on computer three.
Yeah, everybody's, it doesn't matter, Daryl. It's just the way Skype is set up. It just can't handle putting people on hold. So anyway, you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm without getting more technical than that. So we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. And let's go back to the phones here. And this time we're going to a new Skype caller, because, again, all you have to do is send us send a contact request. It will be approved. We've got Brian. He's on the line in Albuquerque. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi. So first off, I wanted to say thank you to both you and Daryl. You've done a lot of work, and I've amped you guys.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
We're, my wife and I, and maybe my kids, are also planning to make the trip out to the Liberty Forum. My wife and I are for sure going.
Oh, great. I was going to say, you better make the plan soon, because it's coming up in 3 weeks and the hotel's sold out.
Yes, we're already at a hotel nearby.
Gotcha. The event itself is not sold out. The hotel rooms are sold out. So, yeah, great. So this will be your first trip to New Hampshire?
It is. We've been admiring all your guys' work from a distance, and we've got to start coming out to get comfortable to see if we want to make the move.
Very exciting. Have you always been there in New Mexico?
I would say, yeah, for the most part, most of our lives, it's pretty warm here. So
yes, it is. it's going to be a big change.
Although if you're in northern New Mexico, there is snow in the mountain areas of New Mexico and Arizona.
Yeah, New Mexico is a pretty high desert, so we do get snow here in Albuquerque as well. What I wanted to call about was how we convert people to the ideas of liberty, and I wanted to share a quick story about my parents. They're 67, and I went down to visit them recently and told them, hey, I found they're big Alex Jones fans, as was I for quite a while, but I found myself being a little too angry.
Yep.
To keep that up, and listening to you guys has been a very calming influence.
Oh, thanks.
I thank you for that. But talking to my parents, I told them about your show, and my father gave it a listen, but they're pretty Christian. So their view of Christianity, I should say. I've heard some of your friends there that are Christian, and they seem very accepting of others, but my parents are of that Christian variety that their impression of your show was that they're a bunch of people who want to legalize drugs and like gays. So,
yep,
you know,
yep, that's pretty accurate.
And I said, well, yeah, that was probably the hot topic for that show, but they talk about a lot of other stuff. But I've heard you mention a few times, you know, we have to let some of those older generations go because there's not going to be much we can do when they're so stuck in their ways.
You know, it's not to say that you shouldn't try, but I only have so much time in my day, and if I'm going to converse with somebody, if I get to choose, I'm going to choose a younger person over an older person, simply because older people do tend to be more averse to change.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it was a little nervous for me to talk to my parents about the extreme views of liberty and self-ownership and not harming others because of where they're at. So it felt like coming out of the closet in a minor way.
I bet.
But then today, converting more people. Today I spent the day at a public school doing a career fair. And the public schools, as the School Sucks Project, I haven't listened to them yet. I really should. But it is like a prison, and they have dress codes. And I wore a hat that I knew was against the dress code, and I joked with the kids about it. And I had a lot of fun talking to them about it. And
In what way was the hat against the dress code?
Most schools don't allow hats.
Yeah, they don't allow hats.
Oh, any hats. Okay, I gotcha.
That's right. But interestingly, they allow kids to violate the dress code if they pay a dollar, and I felt like that was really teaching the wrong message.
Yeah, it definitely teaches the message that if you have money, that you know, the law's on your side.
Exactly.
But that's reality.
That's true.
Ian.
It is preparing kids for the way the world works, at least the way the government works.
So, yeah, I guess that's a good point. So what were you presenting? I mean, what was the career, I guess?
Oh, I'm an avionics engineer, so I was trying to impress upon them how math is useful and the importance of enjoying learning and that warm feeling you get in your chest when you learn something new and happiness and those sorts of things. So all the other adults, if they were listening, were probably a little confused.
How did you get the gig, by the way? Do you have a teacher friend that works there?
No, my two kids actually go there. So it, you know, I'm a little torn about it, but I actually think that the majority of what kids learn, they're going to learn at home. And, I think my influence on them at home can overcome, the majority of, what public education tries to do with them. And they actually become somewhat of a conversion factor as well. They see what the rule-based system leads to.
Absolutely. I think there is some value to young people who understand the ideas of liberty kind of being active within the school system if you can tolerate it as a parent. Obviously, there are risks involved. So where were you going with the story about the career day?
Oh, just that chatting with the kids, I was pointing out rule-based issues and that, hey, you know, this hat's violating your dress code. And they all had opinions about it and how they didn't quite express it as cleanly as we would about their personal liberties being violated and that sort of thing. But
I knew they didn't like it.
Right. And also talking with a couple of the adults, I had a little bit of fun because there was a judge at Career Day. And I didn't actually go up and talk to him, but the other day Johnny Ray was talking about his latest experience and how he just wanted to ask the one question, which was, do you work for the plaintiff? And I found that so powerful.
Yeah.
That I shared that idea with a few of the adults, and they really have no choice but to admit that that's true.
Of course.
And that's really the seed that I'm planting. I'm like Johnny Appleseed of the contradictions of government.
And that's all you can do is plant seeds, because nobody is going to listen to something that you say as a liberty-minded person and then fall on their knees and say, oh, thank you. I've been waiting my whole life to hear something like that. It is something that has to germinate over time, and the roots have to be put down, and that means that different people usually have to set those things in motion, because you may say one thing, and then maybe they'll encounter somebody else who says another thing, and that's pro-liberty, and then maybe five or seven more things later, they'll all really start to think about it, and then maybe come to some different conclusions. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project will be more successful than it already is, probably more successful than any other liberty movement out there, because of concentration. People in the New Hampshire region will encounter liberty-oriented ideas more often. They'll encounter them in the media from shows like ours and television programs as well. They'll encounter them, you know, when they're at their church or their sewing club or whatever, you know, the YMCA, just in conversation with people who are liberty-oriented, who've just kind of melded into society. And if you're not the only person talking about freedom, then it becomes more palatable, I think.
Right. And about the Free State Project, I've been wondering, once the numbers are there, I still don't quite get how the transition happens other than personally and for yourself. But like Johnny Ray's sobriety checkpoint. The other guy that had
Free
the sobriety
Rock.
There you go.
Eric Free Rock from Cop Block. Yeah. What about it?
I watched that earlier today, and the judge says, well, I know that that's a rule, but I'm going to make an exception.
Yeah.
I don't know how the transition happens.
The transition from what to what?
From the rules applying differently to different groups to everybody living under the same rules of not harming each other.
Ooh, that's a big question. If you want to hang on, we can talk further, Brian. Stand by if you like. 855-453. How do we get there from here? Hour 3's on the way. Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.